we kind of took off what Ghetto said during, and that's when COVID hit. So like we were saying, it was kind of hard to do shows.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know what to put out. Yeah.
Trying to figure out what's next, to be honest.
Right, what's next? What's the next step?
What's something for us that's different? What's something for us that'll switch it up a little bit, give people something else, you know?
I see the TikToks when we go on stage, bro. It looks like rock stars, bro, like jumping around.
I'm thinking more like,
yeah, it's not traditional, you know?
And they stay put and just traditional. Like more serious. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with
just
that.
Entramos, eso es un desmadre.
Yeah, bro, like,
yeah.
We just act ourselves.
You should come to a show one day, bro. Yeah.
Personally, now that we're in this genre, the vibe we have now with our own music and these originals.
Que tiene los norteños con sax, it's like, bro, it's the dance. Like,
yeah,
it's
true.
Back then, we were Sierreño, pues.
Kind of just sit there. You guys should change your name and stuff. We're like, what? We didn't really like think of anything else in the moment. We're like, what's good, you know? We're
you
like,
know what day it was? It was a day we opened up for Legado Siete.
And originally it was supposed to be me going to the army because we wanted to get my mom papers. And my sister, I always appreciate her for this. She's like, hey, I'll go. I'll go so you can follow your music career. And that's when I was going to give up because I was going to go to the army.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Baba podcast. We are here in the Spotify studios. Huge shout out to Sam and Chuy. Today we have special guests, Los Primos del Este.
¿Qué rollo?
About time.
Thank you for having us, bro.
We talked about doing the podcast for a very long time, but you guys have been just so busy. It's been tough.
Yeah, bro. I know you guys have been busy too, so it's kind of hard to fit in the schedule, you know? Yeah, but we're here, man. We're here, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
I appreciate that. Yes, yeah, what are you guys up to today?
Man, just honestly, promotion, just trying to, we had a couple interviews earlier, and now we're with you guys, so just kind of working.
How were the interviews?
It was good, bro. Honestly, the first one was really good. Second one, it was all right. But all right. This one, this is top notch.
It's
going
to be better, bro.
Let's see if it's the best one.
That's good.
I'm
that's
out of
good.
Questions.
Now I got nervous because the cameras were rolling.
That's it.
Nah, but yeah, we want to get to know like the whole story of the whole band. Yeah, sure. How long ago did you guys start the group?
I'm gonna let Eric say this one right here.
So the group is, it was just us originally, us three, mm-hmm. and that was in 2017. In 2017 is when we met. We started something. We did it. Yeah. 2019. Yeah. 2019. Salió Quiero Ser. We were still together, and then, like 6 months ago, agregamos estos compas acá atrás, and we started doing Los Norteños.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so before it was Sereño, right?
Sereño, yeah.
2017, then 2019 was, like, that first song that, like,
yeah,
kind of, like, hey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, like, during COVID, like, the Tacuache time.
Yeah, that's what sucked, man. It was during COVID, so that was a hard time.
Yeah, it was a hard, I feel like it was a hard time, but I feel like everyone's home, and, like, they need something to watch, something to listen to, so I feel like that's where a lot of people came up
to take advantage.
Well,
right?
I mean, we came up during COVID.
For sure, that's true. That's actually.
I guess just for like events, it was hard. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I get you. Yeah. So it was like the three founders. You know, you guys were a Sereño group, and then the rest of the groups came in. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nervioso, amigo.
Yo también estoy nervioso.
Sorry, I'm the awkward one out here. Juan Luis Hernández, acordeonista de los Primos del Este.
David Tell is the saxophone player for Primos del Este.
Y Alejandro Tellez, drummer of Primos del Este.
Sure. You gonna do us three too?
Yeah.
Giovanni, primera voz de los Primos del Este.
Eric, bajo quinto y requinto. Ariel, segunda voz y bajo.
Damn, that's what's up. So now it's six of you guys.
It's six, man. It was three, now it's six.
Yeah. So how is that being like that big change?
It's different, bro. It's different. I definitely tell these guys all the time. I'm like, hey, it's six of us now, bro. It's six heads, mm-hmm. you know. Now we all got different, you know, thought process sometimes. So it can be a little tough. It can be a little challenging, but at the end of the day, I think we're all compatible, man. I think we all just enjoy the time being together, being away from the family. Not enjoying that, you know, being away from the family, but trying to trying to like enjoy it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and conviviendo, no? Pues,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I didn't mean it like that. We trying to be away from the family.
Family watching this. Like,
gotta love my family.
Family, man.
Yeah, shout out to all of our families. Letting us chase the dream for real.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I think we're kind of like, have a group, you know, like that too.
Right,
and
yeah,
then
for sure.
I think it's tough. Everybody, as you said, has different thought processes, mm-hmm. and but I think at the end of the day, everybody has the same goals.
Right.
So
that's what makes it a little easier, right?
Yeah,
I think so too, bro.
That's cool. Yeah, because actually, I watched the interview you guys had with Pepe like was it like 3 years ago?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I watched it, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to know him a little bit better. And I think he just asked like 23 questions.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, hopefully, get to know you guys more. So then you guys met, and then. How did that go? What did you guys tell each other in the beginning? What were you guys' goals?
Honestly, bro, at the beginning, I didn't think that I was going to do music. I kind of chased it because my friend, I have a friend who also does music. He would play guitar, and I didn't really know how to play guitar at the time. But I would always, like, you know, just cantar un poco, pues, a lo menos, you know, just kind of just whatever. And we just linked up one day and just started jamming out, bro. And eventually, we started posting videos on Facebook and stuff. Like, you know, Facebook was popping back in the day. So we'd always post Facebook videos and stuff, and people would comment and like them. But, you know, back in the day, you would post something, and you wouldn't really get no engagements, or, you know, you're just kind of someone else posting, right? And eventually, people were, like, commenting and liking it. And that's what gave me motivation to kind of like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe if people like it, why don't I continue? So that's kind of how I began to have faith in this.
Yeah. So what about you guys? How was that in the beginning? What were you guys' goals?
Well, at first I wanted to be a soccer player.
We all wanted to be a soccer player. Well, what was your excuse? Your knee?
What was your excuse? His eyes.
And then, well, pues llegué aquí para los Estados Unidos, and then I stopped playing soccer because I used to live in Mexico. Llegué aquí and I needed another hobby, and I picked up a guitar. I actually, it was a electric guitar, so it was like rock music.
Oh shit!
But then that's when the, you know, the Ariel Camacho wave came, and that's when I drifted over to Doce Cuerdas.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
I guess for me, the whole music thing, my family. I come from a family of musicians, but not this genre, you know. But I think middle school, I was like, I wanted to be the cool kid. You know, I was a little weird back then, so I took guitar class, did that. Then I met him and some other homie in high school. And then he brought us together, and the reason I even started doing this was because of him. And I still remember, like, he wouldn't play the guitar. We would all link up, do whatever, just really just mess around, bro. It wasn't nothing serious.
We didn't really have, like, a goal.
It was for fun, bro, you know. And then it was more like when we met him, we kind of got the little formation together, and we were like, all right, you know, what's next? What are we going to do? You know, you start off with the little parties, family gatherings, but as with time went on, bro, it just kind of got more serious without us wanting it to get like that, you know. So it was just like from one day to the next, it got bigger, more stuff, more music, and then eventually, bro, you just start want to make a name for yourself, you know, kind of gets to that point. So cool. Really, just fun, bro. That's what made everything come together. Yeah, a bunch of homies want to do them.
And how did the name come up, Los Primos del Este?
My boy right here.
Well, Los Primos, before Los Primos del Este, I was in a group called Los Primos Sin Rumbo. Right. It was originally me and a cousin, a real cousin. But then, you know, he went.
Like, you're exposing us, bro. People think we're cousins.
We are.
But we're almost like brothers, you know. But yeah, back in the day, he did have the group with his actual cousin. And that's why it was Los Primos Sin Rumbo. But then over time, his cousin ended up leaving the group, doing like a restaurant business and stuff like that. So then after that, my brother actually was kind of trying to move us, like manage us in a way. And we were sitting down at a restaurant one day and stuff. He was like, man, you guys should change your name and stuff. We're like, well, what? We didn't really, like, think of anything else in the moment. What's good, you know?
What day it was? It was a day we opened up for Legado Siete.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that.
I do remember that day he said that.
Yeah. And he said, hey, y'all should change your name. We're like, well, what you think? And I think Del Este came up, like, Los Primos Del Este, because we're from the East Coast. And we all just kind of stared at each other like, it's cool. You know, we're like, nah. And then eventually, like, it just clicked, I guess. We're like, all right, you know, let's do Los Primos Del Este. And that was it, bro. After that, you know, we just kept it.
The rest is history.
Fuck, let's do it.
Damn, you guys opened up for Legado?
Like, it was a long time. Way back in the day, bro. Damn, like,
when we were still Los Primos Sin Rumbo.
We didn't even have none of
just
those
guitars,
songs.
Yeah.
Just, you know, local group.
Back in the Saco era, covers, you know, covers. With the low, the loafers and
that's
stuff.
That's crazy, because back then Legado was like
popping,
bro. Back then Legado,
I mean, they still do their thing for sure, but you know, yeah. Back in the day, it was like peak. It was like I was super proud to even, you know, be there. You know, it's crazy. It was a dream being there. To be honest,
that was a big milestone for the podcast too. It was the first big. Big artist, huh? Yeah, one of the first big ones. I wasn't even part of it. I was just más allá andaba pegado.
Not for sure.
And how is it being from the East Coast?
I don't know.
It's unique. It's just because people assume we're from East LA.
Yeah.
We've gotten that a lot. And then, like, they hear us talking, the way we act, they're like,
they ain't from here.
Yeah, you know, I guess because we're kind of like country mixed with Mexican, mixed with like a bunch of other things in there, so it's very unique, you know. You can't really say we're from one or the other, but being from the East Coast, bro, it adds a lot of sauce to the music.
That's
you
true
know. We listen to a lot of rap, country, everything, bro, so
yeah,
it kind of just influences the whole process of our music, you know, even with them, because they're from the motherland, like where the music, the Zacatecas, really, you know, kicked off and stuff, bro.
Yeah.
So like adding all into that, to the music, bro, you kind of get something that you can't really, like, explain. You know, kind of like a cool little fusion of stuff.
Yeah, you guys are unique, you know? It has its own,
thank you,
its own thing.
Yeah, and that's crazy. So, like, you guys started as a Serreño. What made you guys want to, like, switch it up to Norteño?
Well, it wasn't like we didn't even want to switch up. We were at the time where, like, we were you know, trying to put some music out there, and we were, didn't know what to put out.
Trying to figure out what's next, to be honest.
Right, what's next? What's the next step?
What's something for us that's different? What's something for us that'll switch it up a little bit, give people something else, you know? And then eventually it just came to the point where he came up.
We were practicing for an event we were going to have here around Cali. I don't remember. Pero we started practicing La Canción No Es Mentira. But we always fuck around. Like, when we get bored of practicing, I start, like, this boy starts doing some cumbia shit on top of us.
But, like, just like a song that's not even cumbia, you know, right. Stuff like that.
Yeah, converts it. Like, yeah. A song. And we converted that to, like, a norteña. And we started singing it. I was like, hold up.
I was like, mira, man. I was kind of do like a fin de semana vibe, you know? Like,
oh, okay.
Te compré las flores. Dun, dun, dun. Right? And I was trying to do something like that, but with that song. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of coming together. He was playing Tololoche and everything. I was like, hey, this kind of, they got that little hard, you feel me? And then he was like, hey, man, I think we got to record that. And I was like, I think so, too. So he hit up my boy Juan. And then we put up to the studio one day, showed him the song. He popped out the accordion, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Started putting in a little, and then it came out, man. No Es Mentira came out.
Yeah, fun fact, we wasn't even going to drop it on platforms. It was going to be straight YouTube.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, because we didn't, I guess you could say we didn't have too much, like, faith in it, bro. We were just kind of like, Norteño, you know, like, this is different. It's way different than what we do. So we didn't know how people were going to react. So we're like, hey, let's just drop it on YouTube maybe, see if it does good. If it does good, we'll do platforms and everything. But then eventually it was just like, you know what? Let's throw it out there. Let's see what happens.
Wait, but what made you guys think that you guys needed to make that change?
I don't even think we, like, thought about, like, if we needed it. It was just kind of, like, something that happened, honestly, like, bro. Like,
the change.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know what? Let's do it.
It was for fun.
It was for fun in a way, yeah. Like, because these guys already record and they play in a Norteño group, you know? Mm-hmm. So why not go to them and be like, hey, can you guys help me, like, record this music? I got a song already, you know? Can you help me record the music? And they're like, for sure, let's do it. And that came out, bro.
We talked at a party and I think you told me, like, oh, I never expected to, like, be doing this type of music, but
right. It was just, no, I never expected to pick up a bajo quinto.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be doing this either, you know.
Yeah, yeah, super crazy, but I mean, it just worked out.
Yeah, gracias a Dios, bro. Gracias a Dios.
El sombrero.
El sombrero.
Hey, but honestly, like, which one do you guys like better?
Man, now that we're in this genre, is the vibe we have now with our own music and these originals. It is definitely a whole different vibe, bro. It gives us more, like, animals being on stage and performing the music to people. It definitely makes it just a different experience.
Yeah, like, people get more pumped, you know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely, bro. Yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking to Oscar yesterday and asking him if it mattered a lot how the people reacted when you guys came on stage and, you know, or did they just have the performance they're going to do no matter what. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, like, you know, that you have your performance, but when you see the people so hyped and, like, le echas más ganas and you just give it your all.
For sure.
Right. Y lo que tiene los norteños con sax is like, bro, it's the dance. Like, yeah, you're gonna dance.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Back then, we were sierreño, pues.
Kind of just sit there and watch.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. I was like, hey, like.
No, once I saw you guys at Pico, I don't know how to dance. I was like, yeah. Yo, estaba así.
You should see a video of him at Pico. Oh my God.
Yeah, literally.
Roll the clip.
No. Yeah, I think one of the very first vlogs we did, they took me to Pico and, I didn't have botas or anything, and they did the whole video like, oh, we're gonna go buy the botas, and ended up being like botines and stuff, like the ones that don't, like, go all the way up.
Yeah, okay,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
like you open it
you
up.
You got a pair of
stretchy.
But they look like boots though. They don't look like they're
yeah.
And like boots, but just up to here.
And then after I was like, well, who cares? You know, like that looky, yeah. But now they cook me hard.
No, the fans, dude.
Yeah, and then I remember, like, we were just standing there and they put the camera on me and they're like, okay, go ahead, somebody to dance. Oh my, no, I'm still a really shy person, but back then, dude. I was like, oh, hell no, I quit this whole YouTube thing.
Nah,
it's over.
It's okay. That's how we all are sometimes, bro, honestly. Yeah. Gotta get out your comfort zone sometimes, man.
You'd be surprised how shy we are,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, definitely. We could be a little.
I feel like people just assume, you know, like, you're, like, the most outgoing person, but like, echando ganas, you know, to.
Might have a break.
Yeah. So you guys get shy on stage?
Honestly, bro, I don't get too shy anymore. But I used to, you know, I still get a little nervous, you know, before I go on stage and stuff, but. It's just something I love so much, bro, that I just connect immediately with the people, and I just feel like I'm super nervous before, but once I hit the stage, bro, and that first song comes out, it's like, I just let it go.
It's a whole different energy, because I feel like con Norteño is like, from my point of view, I feel like when it comes to shows, you're used to Norteño being traditional, chill, laid back, but like, I see the TikToks when we go on stage, bro, it looks like rock stars, bro, like jumping around, sweating.
More like a modern, huh?
Yeah, bro, and I think that's what really, like, what makes us stand out, because
we try to push that, like,
Norteño. Yeah, really,
group would be looking at us when we're playing, like, chingado tiene estos marihuanos?
¿Qué andan tocando esto?
Yeah, I think people they take it more like
traditional,
you
know.
Traditional.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just entramos,
hacemos un desmadre. Yeah, bro. Like,
yeah.
We just act ourselves.
You should come to a show one day, bro.
Man, I've been wanting to go. You have to. I'm big fan of them, and you guys have like shows really far away. I'm asking for a few days off soon so I could go see you.
Might even have to bring you on stage, throw you a little shot. You know what I'm saying?
I'll take 10 of them.
Y'all heard that, right?
Y'all heard that.
I'll take
sure.
Yeah.
Come
on, me and Jason.
You're going to start dancing afterwards.
Y a ver si empiezo a bailar.
Ahí sí vas a empezar a bailar, carnal.
Te llevan los botines, pues.
Te llevan los botines. No, I got some real boots now.
You upgraded.
Yeah, super sick. Yeah, I think there's always like a pushback with like change and stuff, you know, maybe from other groups. Like they just do like the thing they've always been doing, and then somebody else comes in, and like I think it's always about innovating, right?
For sure.
Like having that presence on stage, you know, moving around, interacting with the people.
You guys started with the music kind of like as a little hobby, kind of how you guys mentioned. Like, where does Grand Records come in?
Grand, honestly, we've been working with them for so long, bro. Kind of since we started, honestly, since Quiero Ser came out.
Yeah.
We've been working with them, so.
Before or after?
Quiero Ser did come out. And then we almost signed like right away with them, to be honest. It was pretty much like right
after
away.
Before. It was before.
Hey,
before.
Fun fact, before. I almost didn't see that DM. Almost didn't see it. Because basically what happened once we put Quiero Ser up and stuff, you know, you upload a song back in the day, you didn't think much of it. You know, we went on with our lives and then it started doing good. We started seeing traction and we really didn't think much of, you know, professionalism at that point, you know. And then Javi Grant, he just sent the DM. He's like, yeah, I like what y'all got and stuff. And I'm going to say this again to everywhere I go. You know how weird it is to get a DM from someone across the country talking about fly out here, you know, sign something.
I'll fly you out.
You know, and it was in good faith, bro. So we went, we did that. We met Javi, we met the team. And, you know, I can say that he's the main one that's been having faith since, like, day one, bro. Never, ever giving up on us because we've had our moments. Yeah. You know, we've had moments where we even doubt ourselves. But not Javi, bro. Always been on it, bro. Always been on it. And he's kind of been the one that, like I said, since day one, gave us the vision, gave us kind of like the guidance. And, you know, as an artist, bro, you got to be the one to push yourself. But the management counts a lot, bro. There's a lot of artists
you gotta
that
have a good team behind you, definitely.
Yeah, bro. So definitely.
I'm sure you guys got to have a good team as well, bro, you know?
We try.
we're just on Facebook.
I don't know
how
we're alive, bro.
Yeah, but I've seen it takes a lot more than I guess what people see because, you know, when we started the podcast, I would just see, you know, like the people on stage and stuff, but there's a lot that goes on behind.
It's a lot, bro.
Bro. Having a good team is like super crucial so that you guys could just focus on the music and you know, your presence
focus on
stage
the goal.
And all that. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But
having somebody to really.
And you got to have someone that cares about what you're doing too, you know?
Yeah,
not just interested on one thing, you know. You gotta have somebody that's there for the energy and everything, you know.
Yeah. So you guys said they've you know had you guys' back all along because you guys had your moments. You guys been through some tough moments.
Yeah, bro. I mean, like I said, we kind of took off what Quiero said during, and that's when COVID hit. So like we were saying, it was kind of hard to do shows, and it's hard to keep that momentum going sometimes. So especially when that came out, we kind of nos desviamos a little bit from what was working for us, which is the Romantics. We started doing different sounds, corridos, this and that, and which is good. You know, it's good to try different things. But in that moment, we had to kind of push what was working, and we didn't. So when COVID hit, it was kind of like, okay, you know, let's try to get what we can out of these shows and stuff. Let's try to work. And it just kind of went downhill a little bit, bro. So we definitely did have gone through some things. With the lie, bro. It's just been a lie. It's hard to go through everything, but it's definitely been some rough couple of years sometimes, you know.
Damn, but what was going on through your guys' heads? Like, were you guys planning on like giving up, splitting?
Yeah, bro. I think there's a lot of doubt in my head. You know, I had a lot of doubt.
There was times I think you guys were about to dip.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't say dip. Like,
no.
More like
no, not yet.
Not like my mom, like or like my sister and stuff. Like I'd be like, hey, I don't know if I'm gonna keep doing this because I gotta provide, I gotta do other things and stuff. And then they're like, nah, you gotta follow your dreams. Like my sister, she's in the army right now. And originally it was supposed to be me going to the army because we wanted to get my mom papers. And my sister, I always appreciate her for this. She's like, hey, like I'll go so you can follow your music career. And I was like, really? And stuff. She's like, yeah. And I was like, you know what? And that's when I was gonna give up because I was gonna go to the army. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, nah, I'll go and you could follow your dreams and stuff. And I was like, all right, that's okay. You know, I don't want you to, but if that's what you want to do, that's cool. And that's what happened, bro. And, it's beautiful how stuff happens. But it is definitely crazy to me because I always appreciate it for that, for sure.
Yeah, I think somebody realizes the families aren't really count. Yeah. I think
gotta have a good backbone.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, because I mean we've gone through some tough moments too earlier this year, and yeah, I mean I feel like that's what we kind of asked too, because it's on our mind still. Where yeah. You know, just sit down with the whole team, you're like, well, fuck, like what are we gonna do? You know, like you don't really have a path to follow. You're like, we really don't have an answer.
Right. Like, how do we change it? You know,
right. You don't have a guide, right? Yeah. It's kind of like you gotta go on your own. That's definitely the tough part about this industry, is that it's hard to find someone to kind of guide you through
it. Yeah, for sure.
You know? Yeah. But if you can do it on your own, bro, like you guys have been doing great. I mean, honestly, bro, just keep it up. Keep up the way you guys been thinking and working. And esto se va a llevar hasta otro lado, loco.
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah, likewise. Let's take a quick break. All right, guys, we are back from the break. We had to take a break because these cameras over here, you know. But, you know, get back to what we were talking about. You know, you guys have, like, these hits that are on TikTok. You know, this motherfucker plays that shit. I feel like a million of those streams are his.
No, yeah, on YouTube. Yeah,
thank you, bro.
I play it every day.
And then he sings them all bad, too.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was cool. It's because I never really, like, listened to that too much because, first, I don't even know how to dance. And then I just heard that song on TikTok, and I was like, oh, that shit's hard. Yeah. So then I was like, it took me a while to figure out, like, what it was called. I'm just dumb like that. And then once I figured it out, I would put it every day, like three times off for like a month.
Bro, I would never. You're like, I would never listen to this type of music either, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, but I think like it's just.
Damn, and then you guys open up TikTok, you see all these sounds. It's just your guys' like music. Like, how do you guys feel?
It's sometimes for me, it's a little surreal because back in the day, you know, I would post on TikTok. I don't get nothing. I know, like, I mean, you know, a little bit, but. You see, like, the numbers now, and you're kind of like, dang, like, you know, people are actually enjoying this. They, you know, it's surprising. Damn. Surprising. To me, still, it's a little unreal, but I'm appreciating it for sure.
That feedback from you guys' fans, and all the new fans.
Yeah, bro, it's surreal, man. Every time we hop on stage or something, or we see people at the shows, I'm like, dang, man, last couple months ago, we couldn't even pull 100 people to our show, you know? So it's definitely crazy.
That's insane, bro. And what would you guys say, like, as of right now, is your guys' biggest accomplishment?
Biggest accomplishment. Let's see. I think getting signed to Interscope has to probably be one of the biggest accomplishments. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big label, and they have a lot of good artists. So that's definitely an accomplishment for sure.
And how long ago did that happen with Interscope?
I think we're going on to a year, almost a year now.
Nah, it has been more.
No, more?
Like a year and a half.
About to be a year.
Okay.
Oh, really?
We had to look behind the scenes over there, like.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And how's that been? How's that experience been with Interscope?
Not bad, bro. I mean, it has its ups and downs sometimes, but for the most part, it's been good. You know, just working, trying to work with the team they provide us, and just following what they want to tell us and taking advice. You know,
keeps you on edge, bro, because they really tell you what it is. You know, like. You have your good meetings, your bad meetings, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's
part of it.
It's part of it, bro. I'm pretty sure y'all have the same experiences as well, you know. But Interscope's definitely helped us grow mentally, you know, business wise too. But more than anything, bro, kind of like it opened our eyes up to the whole image of the whole thing we want to do. Because I mean, at least for me, it was kind of tunnel vision when you want to stay on track for one thing, and they give you all these options and how to approach it, and it's like, okay, like. It's not just this side of things, just this over here, you know? So definitely opened up my eyes to a lot of things and really just make me realize how much bigger this music thing is than any of us, you know? Because from my example, Dr. Dre signed there, you know? And that's someone I grew up listening to. So to be a part of that, it's like, okay, I'm probably doing something, you know?
Damn, and it's crazy. Like, oh, my bad.
Anyways, it's a dope experience to be part of it. And just weird because... I never would have thought they would get into this genre, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Regional Mexicano, it's a big step for all of us, you know?
Definitely. I remember Manny, right?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where we met him, and then he was like, oh, like, look at the new artist, and I was like, oh, Los Primos del Este. I saw the other ones, too, and I was like, damn, like, you guys really, I feel like they really did their homework, huh? Yeah. And all that stuff, and I thought it was impressive. What
you guys were probably, like, one of, the first signings, right?
Was
it
coming?
We were the second
one.
First was Javi.
First was
happy than it was us. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And so you guys, just us asking the question. So you guys have meetings with like Interscope, and then you guys like sit down. And they're like, oh, we want to do this, and they're just like, well, we got 17 ways to make that happen. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But it's more like coming up with a game plan, coming up with or them asking, hey, what's your next drops? What you got ready? You know, what can we do with this song? You know, so just different ideas.
Yeah, most definitely. So they push you guys.
Yeah, they approach the music industry in a different aspect sometimes too, and which opens our eyes to do different things, different content. Yeah, TikTok, honestly, we weren't really big. I'm not a big person like to be on TikTok, and or I am now, I guess. But before, honestly, I'm like you said, I was a little shy. I kind of sucked being in front of the camera, you know. I didn't know how to approach it or how to even be relatable to the people, anything, you know. So whenever I seen TikTok doing good and stuff, it definitely did surprise me, because I was like, dang, I thought people weren't gonna want to mess with me, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of this day and age of how the music is, like, you need to be on TikTok and all those platforms. I think aside from the music, the fans really expect a little bit more,
for sure.
You know, like, to get to know you guys, or
I feel like in a way you gotta be like an influencer too.
In a way, that's true.
I feel like a lot of artists don't wanna do any of that.
It's tough, bro. It's tough to kind of stick to that social media, but it definitely does help. It's a platform that's there, bro. You gotta use it.
Yeah, most definitely. So you guys have those meetings with Interscope, and they ask you like, what's next? What's next for you?
Ahorita, one of the next songs we have, it should be out by the time y'all see this. Say, I'm a baby. Official Alex. That's a song of his. It's a dope song. So we did a remix of it. It was originally Serreño with guitars, but we did it into Norteño con sax, and I feel like the people are gonna enjoy it a lot, man. We put a little snippet on TikTok, and pretty good. So let's hope people like it.
And where do you guys see where do you see yourself in like maybe like 6 months? Like, what are your guys' goals for this year?
Man, we wanna end up doing something in the Peacock Theater. We want to do a show there, Si Dios Quiere. But first, we want to drop an album. We want to do an album of just ineditas and stuff like that. Pura Norteñas, maybe even throw in some different type of genres. Because one thing about us is that we don't like to stick to one thing. Obviously, we did Serreño. And we're showing the people that we can do a little bit of everything, bro. I want to end up doing banda. Let's see. Well, I mean, that's kind of lo que nos falta, no? Just banda, I think, to be honest, because we got the Norteño con sax.
Dembow.
falta el dembow, you know, stuff like that. Pero,
con los pasituna.
Yeah, we want to end up incorporating all that in our shows, you know? So, con el tiempo, I think people are going to see that we can do a little bit of everything, bro, and I hope they enjoy it, you know?
It's crazy. The Peacock,
that was one of the questions I had. What stage you guys wanted to
be that, on? That's definitely one of them that we want to accomplish.
Yeah, for real. Hopefully you guys have a show close here.
Let's do it.
And that'd be cool too, because I don't know if you could dance there, so even better.
You always avoid places where you can't dance.
Yeah, like, just want to sit down.
No, that's been tough for me because like we're talking. No, hasta pisteando. I'm still shy. No, I've had better. It's because one time. Oh, here I go again. We went to see Eslabón, and then I don't even know how I let this one slide. Oh man. So I was dancing with her, and then like everybody was just looking at me, and then I see some girl just started laughing. I was like, oh my god, they were laughing at me dancing, trying to dance.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
I was like, I'm playing everything I got right here.
he left his heart on the dance floor.
Everybody told me that story. It's just funny. I mean, you guys got that song coming out with Official Alex. You guys have an album planned soon?
Bro, just ahorita we're just cuadrando las canciones, trying to see which ones we want to put on the album, obviously. Pero there's this other song que I feel like people are enjoying a lot right now, like a snippet we did, like Quiero Ser. That was obviously one of our first songs that blew up. So my boy Juan, he had the idea, he's like, man, let's do Norteño, you know, version of that song. And I wasn't too fond of it, honestly.
It's more like fan service, okay? It's more like fan service because they've been like people telling ask for us it. To do like, hey, y'all need to do Quiero Ser.
But for me, like, that song's been around for so long. Well, since we're the one who did the song, it's kind of like, oh, why do it again, right? But honestly, I didn't expect the reaction, bro, so
yeah.
It's crazy.
And who writes the music?
I write most of the music, bro, we have some moments where I end up working with other people sometimes, collabing with them, or we do, like, camps of we write together and stuff like that, or even with Ariel, sometimes he has a song that he comes up with, and I'll help him out, or, you know, we'll just share it, to be honest, sometimes. But mainly, yes, I do write a lot of this stuff.
Is it hard for you, or easy?
Now, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's something que gracias a Dios, no se me ha dado, like, tan complicado, you know? It hasn't given me too much complication, but I just feel like, man, I just got to stay in my zone and just trying to focus on the goal, bro, and I just that's all I can do, you know. And I try to, whatever happens in my life, I try to come up with some story out of it, you know.
So you draw from personal experiences.
Most of the time I do, bro, and sometimes I do kind of come up with stuff in my head. But most of the time, yeah, it's like personal experiences.
Which one was a personal experience?
Lover boy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Or the lyrics are so new, you know. It's like, oh, like tengo las historias en el borrador.
Right.
I think it's maybe something that people are not used to.
For sure. It is different. It is a little different for sure. The lyrics on especially these norteño songs, norteño con sax, because like we said, it's traditional, so they don't use a lot of these lyrics that we use. You know, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like obviously the norteño, but like it gives it like that modern like sound as well, with like the lyrics as well.
For sure.
So I think that's what a lot of people like, you know, nowadays.
Yeah. I think it was something like Frontera was saying when we had him here that they try to do the modern lyrics.
The modern lyrics with the yeah. And you guys brought the instruments?
Yeah.
We did, bro. We did.
Damn, I saw some songs.
I saw all the instruments.
Let's do it.
Hasta vi la batería.
Just a little. Damn, we didn't bring the whole batería, but a little piece of it.
Let's do it.
Even then, that's crazy, guys.
Yeah. Is there stuff we need to connect?
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to figure this out.
Pa que se la dediques a tu crush. Se llama Poema. Cada vez más hermosa, te marco por el phone, salimos, te invito a unas copas, preciosa, confiésame tu amor, yo sé que me quieres, solo dilo para oírlo, no es por ser atrevido, que no te dé pena decirme lo que sientes, no soy un desconocido. Llevas tiempo hablando conmigo y no sabes, quiero ser más que un amigo. Me enciendes mi amorcito, bendita, eres tu chiquilla. Está bonito el día para escribirte una poesía. Tu cinturita, rozar tu cuerpo es lo más hermoso. Sé que tú no confías, ten fe en mí que como yo no hay otro. Confiésame tu amor, yo sé que me quieres, solo dilo para oírlo. Que no tengas filtro, que no te dé pena decirme lo que sientes, no soy un desconocido. Llevas tiempo hablando conmigo y no sabes, quiero ser más que un amigo. Me enciendes mi amorcito, bendita, eres tú mi niña. Desocupé mi día para escribirte esta poesía. Ya pa' cuando vean esto, plebada, ya va a estar suelta esta canción. Se llama Baby, ojalá y les guste. Y dice así. Baby, me enamoré cuando yo te vi. Y tú bien sabes que te quiero a ti. Voy a quedarme hasta el fin. Chile bien. Me enamoré cuando yo te vi y tú bien sabes que te quiero a ti. Voy a quedarme hasta el fin.
baby. Esto que siento ya no se me va. Mi corazón dice que quiere más. No sé qué hacer, regresa ya. ¿Y ahora qué voy a hacer sin ti, mi amor? No puedo más. Ya déjame amarte, mi niña. No sé qué voy a hacer sin ti, mi amor. Quiero llorar. Ya déjame amarte, mi niña. Baby, me enamoré cuando yo te vi. Y tú bien sabes que te quiero a ti. Voy a quedarme hasta el fin. Baby, esto que siento ya no se me va. Mi corazón dice que quiere más. No sé qué hacer, regresa ya. ¿Y ahora qué voy a hacer sin ti? Ya déjame amarte, mi niña. No sé qué voy a hacer sin ti, mi amor. Quiero llorar. Ya déjame amarte, mi niña. Primos del Este.
Alright guys, that wraps up the end of this podcast. Huge shout out to the Primo de Leste for pulling up. You know, thank you guys for, you know, your time. And any words for the fans?
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate Augusto. I appreciate all the fans, all the people listening, all the people supporting. Estamos más que agradecidos y emocionados y contentos. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. I'm a huge, huge fan of you guys, and I really appreciate you guys bringing all the instruments. You guys were really prepared for that. Every other artist watching this set the bar right there. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Yes, wish you guys the very best, and we'll take your word on those tickets. We're gonna
I got you, bro.
Ready
we'll hook you up for sure. I got you.
Thank you guys. See you guys and take care.
Peace out.